it's one of the games where we're going to have to play. So there's really nothing to it as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we're playing against a very good football team. At this point in time, everybody you play against will be a very good football team. So that's the way I look at it.
During the draft, you guys looked at Shaq almost as if this was, that design for him back when you guys went up in Seattle. Do you expect him to have another particularly standout game again this coming?
It's interesting because when we do in the draft, we do look for, answers to teams that you play. And Seattle was a team that most certainly we're trying to find an answer for, obviously. A lot of it has to do with their quarterback. A lot of it has to do with the way they play defense. A lot has to do with the way their offense is styled. So I think, again, you bring a young man in like that for his athleticism, his ability to make plays, and, this is one of these types of games that you do hope he plays well.
When you see Wilson make a play like he did yesterday where the ball goes by him and he still ends up converting a first down, how much do you have to preach discipline this week?
Then? Oh, very much so. And not necessarily this week, but for the most part any time you play. But this is a guy that has been a very elusive player, has made a lot of plays. And I've said it before, I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in this league in terms of winning. I mean, to me, it's really about winning, and he's proven that.
What did you think when the kick went wide left?
We're playing Seattle. I mean, at that point, you're thinking, okay, Minnesota's got a chance. And, when it goes left, and all of a sudden your focus goes right back to who you're playing. Like I said, at this point in time, you're going to play against a very good football team, whether it would have been Minnesota or it would have been Seattle or whoever. You're playing against a very good football team.
You talked about the playoffs and motivation. Do you have to gin up extra motivation at this point in the season, or does it speak for itself?
Well, it speaks for itself, but you still got to motivate the players. I mean, they got to understand what's at stake. It's interesting because, we've gotten to where we are because of what we did in the regular season, but now that doesn't matter. I mean, this is a one-and-done situation set of circumstances. And so, the sense of urgency certainly has to be there all the time. And again, I think with our guys, it's just reminding them of what it's all about.
Recent history between the two teams. How does this not feel personal? Because there's so much rivalry between certain guys on the field and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, it's not personal because it's who you play. I mean, first of all, and second, it's not about whatever your personal matchup is. It's about the team. The team, our team's going to play their team. I think that's the thing everybody has to understand. Our quarterback's not playing their quarterback. Our defense isn't playing their defense. So I think, if we go in this with the right attitude, the right approach, we'll be fine.
They are the two-time defending NFC champs. Is there something about having to go through them that you like about that?
No, I think you're playing, the defending champs, and obviously you want to go out and beat them to continue on, to give yourselves that opportunity. That's the truth of the matter, more so than anything else. But, this is a very good football team, very well coached. I think they do a lot of things very well, and they've got some good football players.
How much does that help that you guys were able to go there and win and beat a team that has kind of had you guys' number in low-scoring games the last 3 years before that?
Well, I think, again, it goes back to, it can be done. More so than anything else. That's what beating them, this time, and that's what beating them in Seattle does for us. It tells you it can be done.
How different is your team and Seattle from week six?
Oh, everybody's very, very different. I mean, and that's the truth of the matter. They're a different football team. We're a different football team. And again, that's why I said you play them. And everybody asks, a lot of people ask me, well, what do you think about the missed kick? Well, that just shows you. That's why you play 60 minutes. You just don't know what's going to happen. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're going to come out, we're going to show up on Sunday, and we're going to play, and we're going to play to the end, and we'll see what happens.
You guys have had a lot of, obviously, big games and turning points and pivotal moments, but going out there, given the history that you guys, how key was that to what you guys went on to do this year?
Well, I think it was very big, obviously, because it kept us undefeated, but I think more so than anything else, it just shows you it can be done. I mean, to me, they were the elite of the NFC, and going there and being able to win really helped validate who we are becoming as a football team. I mean, we still have a long ways to go, but I think the best part about it, more so than anything else, is we've proven to ourselves we can do it.
Where does some of the injured guys stand right now? Coleman, Stu, Ozzie, AJ?
They should all be on the practice field. Probably the one that will be of concern more than anybody else will be Fozzie. For the most part, we'll see on Wednesday, but I'm anticipating have everybody there except for Fozzie.
Not to ask about Ted as well.
Yes, and again, we'll see Teddy, and with Teddy, it's one of those things that he's going to build up to it, obviously, and see how he feels. I mean, you know, again, he's a sprinter, he's a runner, and obviously his legs are important. So, you know, as he starts going again, we got to be smart and judicious with it and get him to the point where he's confident and comfortable and get him rolling.
All those guys you think will play Sunday as well, except maybe Bozzy?
Yes, for the most part I am, but you know me, I'm optimistic.
So you talked about the need to keep up motivation. Do you use last year's playoff loss at all as fuel this week?
Different teams. That's the thing everybody has to understand. These are different teams. They said it well yesterday when people were talking to them. I heard some of the comments is that they're a different football team just like we are. We're a different football team as well.
Ginn's injury?
It's leg. And that's pretty much it. That's as much as I know.
Yesterday, over the wild card weekend, all four road teams won. Does that in any way mitigate the advantages of playing at home? Let's say the forecast was...
I don't know if that does or doesn't. I you know, it's one of those things where you look at what were the reasons behind those wins, too, as well. I mean, I know that, you know, Houston was a higher seed, you know, than Kansas City, but Kansas City had rolled off 10 in a row, you know. Cincinnati didn't have their starting quarterback, you know. So there's reasons why things happen. So I don't know if that necessarily mitigates or lessens the home field advantage.
Ron, a couple of your players said you had a good message this morning for the team. What did you tell the team?
Well, for the most part, you know, we've gotten to where we are, obviously, because of what we've done. But now, you know, hey, we're all 0-0, so let's get it rolling. And I think the most important thing is the message really is about, you know, we've earned the right to be where we are. But just because you've gotten there doesn't mean, you know, everything else is going to be easy. So more so than anything else, it was about taking care of our job, doing the things that we're supposed to, pay attention to the details, and really focusing on us. You know, I use some examples, obviously, from what happened, you know, in some of the games this weekend, just to make sure everybody understood it, you know, that you've got to play 60 minutes. That's why you play the whole 60 minutes. You can't let individual situations or circumstances get in the way, you know, while you play the football game. For the most part, it really was, you know, about making sure the guys understood how important it was.
Insists on keeping your cool. We talked about the San Francisco playoff loss. You saw what happened in Cincinnati. And, you know, you guys with the Giants a couple weeks ago.
Very much so, Jonathan, and that's something obviously that was reminded is that we've got to maintain our composure. We're going to be able to maintain that because, again, we want to keep our personality. You know, we want to be who we've been. You know, it's gotten us this far, and we want to continue that.
Can you tell us what you learned or what Coach K gave you for advice?
You know, it was there were a lot of things I learned, and you know, like I said before, I had a great opportunity to go up and see Coach Williams and UNC, and, you know, I watched him. And try to learn just watching and seeing how he handles things and then get the opportunity to talk to him later. Well, I got the same opportunity this past weekend to go up there to watch a Duke game and spent a lot of time watching him and the way he and his coaches handle things, and which I thought was spectacular. I mean, you know, I really appreciated the way, you know, he does things from the time he walks onto the court during warm-ups to the time he walks off the court. I really try to pay attention to those things. And then we had an opportunity to visit a little bit and spend some time, which I thought was outstanding. And, you know, just listening to what he had to say really made a lot of sense to me, and I really was appreciative of that.
How did Sean handle this weekend?
Well, he handled it very well. He really did, because the best part was, you know, we got in on Sunday, and we went right to work on Seattle as soon as it was evident that it was them. And he and I visited a little bit, and he felt very, very comfortable and confident about what he did. He said the best thing now is he gets the opportunity to focus in on Seattle.
Of course, you tweaked last week's schedule with the bye. Are you normal week now?
Yes. We'll go back. We'll do Wednesdays the way we've done Wednesdays in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Thursday will be the same. Thursday schedule, Friday will be what we've done, you know, for the whole season. And then, obviously, Saturday will be the walkthrough.
Were you tempted at all to go back to what worked before that Seattle week? Or
I did, but because of the way the rules were set up, you know, and coming out of it, it wouldn't have worked for us. So I had to really just go back to what we had been doing.
Is it nice to know your opponent?
Yes, it is. I mean, but the nice thing is for the three practices we had, and they were really spirited practices, they were good practices, hard practices, and I appreciated the effort the guys gave, we got to focus on us, take care of some of the little details that we had to correct and make sure we took advantage of that opportunity. I thought the coaches get an opportunity to study ourselves, look at some self-scouts, look at some tendencies, and see some things that we could improve on. I thought that was good, and I think that's going to help us going forward.
Ryan, I know nothing would happen this week or next anyway, but do you know if there's anything else going on with Sean?
No. As of now, I don't, Joe. We're good. All righty. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We all Wednesday.